Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative.
Hornblower Cruises and Events maintains a fleet of 7 vessels based in San Diego that offers harbor tours, dinner cruises, weddings, office parties, private yacht charters, and more. But the reason that I traveled to San Diego was specifically to board the Adventure Hornblower ship for a 4-hour whale-watching adventure out the open ocean not far from Point Loma. Come along and join me for a visit with Miss Rebecca Milkey, Director of Marketing, as she shares her insights into the Hornblower whale-watching adventure and just how a group of wounded warriors discovered the healing experience of communing with the cetaceans. We'll also visit with the captain of the ship, Jules Pete, up in the wheelhouse. I'm your host, Tom Wilmer. Come along and welcome aboard.
Standing right by the Admiral Hornblower, a wonderful harbor cruise boat, and we're here with Rebecca Milkey, who's a director of marketing for Hornblower Cruises and Events. And you've been here a while, huh?
Oh, 20 magnificent years, and I don't regret any second of it, especially looking at this weather here today.
How did you get into it? How did it start for you?
Oh, I'm definitely one of those girls who escaped Wisconsin.
Oh, my God.
After college, yes.
Uh-huh. Appleton?
Very close to Appleton, Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin.
Yeah, you got that up.
Little Canadian mixed in there, yes.
So you escaped the Midwest and...
Sure did.
What are you most proud of? If you had a girlfriend come out from Wisconsin, why would you tell them, go on a Hornblower cruise, go on a whale watch? Tell us about that.
One of the things is that our company is so very dedicated to the cleaning up of the bay and a keeper of the environment. And
so a real stewardship mission that's intrinsic in Hornblower. And that's something that I didn't know and a normal customer would not know.
Yes, it is something they wouldn't know. But, of course, we keep a lot of these details on our website. Mm-hmm. We work in partnership with the Port of San Diego, and we even do some testings on some bottom paints. All of our engines are up to the Coast Guard's rules and regulations with the Tier 2 abilities. And my captains and my crews are all very, very oriented to safety training.
Cool. Well, let's back up for a moment, because that was really intriguing. You're talking about the environmental stewardship. Tell us about some of the specifics of the things that you do.
Well, of course, we recycle. Very, very important. We don't sell any balloons because we are fishing balloons out of the harbor all the time when we go out whale watching. We also are really cautious about our plastic that we serve on some of our cruises. And besides recycling, we have one day per year where my crew volunteers to clean up their neighborhood, which is the bay. And so they're really good with that. And as I said, we are doing testing on bottom paints to make sure that we are working with less copper. And there's many more things.
And I imagine, backing up a little bit, what you sell on board, the cups and whatnot that you try and find the most environmentally friendly and recyclables.
Absolutely, as you'll see when we get to go on board in a little while. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, I know in San Francisco, some of the boats, I saw like solar panels on them and wind generators. Are you doing that here?
Not yet, but I must say.
I would know it would be in the plans.
Yeah, Terry McRae, our CEO, is just a revolutionary entrepreneurial spirit, also an engineer. And when we won the bid for the national parks with Alcatraz Cruises, we created the first hybrid vessel and since have built another hybrid that's operating in New York. And soon enough, we'll be in many of our ports.
Well, let's circle back to San Diego. Here we are on the waterfront, on the pier, on a beautiful day. Tell us about that boat that just left. That takes people around inside the bay, right?
Admiral Hornblower is just one of the 8 vessels that are in San Diego. It's one of our gems in our fleet. In fact, it was just newly remodeled. It's built after a classic sort of a steamship design and looks a lot like the California Hornblower, a sister ship that we have in San Francisco. That one not only does harbor tours all day long of the bay, day, but it also does nighttime dinner cruises every night of the entire year, 365 days a year, dinner cruises. And it's also available for private charters in this big convention town of ours.
So that's probably as an attractive draw at the nighttime dinner parties as the harbor cruises, I bet.
Sure is. Well, think about it. Conventioners come in for 3 or 4 days only, and they want to kind of get the most out of their day, and they can combine dining and sightseeing all in one cruise.
I know you would have group package rates for those groups to make it really attractive, too.
Oh, absolutely. We're very, very competitive, and there's a lot to do in San Diego besides going out on the water. So, sure, we're going to negotiate, and we'll give you your group rates all the time.
So let's get back to the free and independent traveler. Let's say Molly was down here with her boyfriend for the weekend and they wanted to go on the harbor cruise. What would it typically cost to do that?
It's very, very affordable, especially if you're a AAA card holder. But it's $28 for a one-hour cruise around the bay, and you can add another hour to that when you go out there. So the loop goes on the North Bay and the South Bay. 2-hour cruises.
And then you have kid rates too?
Absolutely. Half price for children at all times, discounts for seniors and groups.
Very cool. Okay, let's move on to the reason that I came down here, and that's I heard so much about your whale watching adventures. That would only happen at certain times of the year, I'm sure.
Whale watching is becoming a year-round cruise in San Diego.
Really?
Yes, it is.
How do you pull that off?
Well, it's Mother Nature is really doing its trick, and we're seeing it more and more as we kind of came into this El Nino season. Mm-hmm. But Hornblower Cruises does whale watching from the middle of December to the end of April, and at that time we primarily see the migration of the gray whale. Then again in the summer, about late June through August, we are out watching the blue whales. And along with blue whales, we see a lot of humpback whales.
And those are big critters, aren't they?
Oh, the blues are the biggest in the world. Mm-hmm. So they are fantastic to watch. So this time of the year is the gray whale watching season. But I read all the reports from the captains coming and going every day. And we actually see humpback whales along with the grays. We see fin whales with the grays. Last year we saw sperm whales. Mm-hmm. We even saw some false killer whales.
Let's talk about the cruise itself. When does it go out? How long does it take?
Sure.
And how far do you have to go to see the whales?
I'm real proud of Hornblower Cruises because we go out twice daily during the south and northbound migration of the gray whale.
Is there a standard time in the morning and afternoon?
Mm-hmm. Yep, 9 o'clock in the morning and 1:30 in the afternoon. We'll be going on the 1:30 cruise this afternoon. It's a 3.5-hour cruise, and we have a whale guarantee.
So really?
Yeah.
So no whales, no chart?
If you don't see a whale today, we will give you a ticket to come back and enjoy another whale watching cruise.
So one way or another, you will see the whales.
You will see a whale, unless you saw Wally, our character whale.
I did.
Does that count?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't count.
If you're a kid, it does.
Yes. Yeah. And whale watching costs $40. That's our full retail rate, but we also have discount with the Convention and Visitor Bureau, and we put discounts on our own website for $5 off.
In AAA?
And AAA, you bet, 15% off. Mm-hmm. You know, we are in the middle, well, you can't really notice it by looking around, but this is our severe El Nino, mm-hmm. right? So we've only had probably 4 or 5 days of winds and weather such that we couldn't whale watch. But, you know, the people who came and didn't get to go whale watching, we try to give them a good deal on the other days.
Yeah, well, this could be July in Appleton.
Oh, yeah. Don't remind me. February in California, thank goodness.
Yeah. So on the boat, how big are they? How many people can go? And is it all indoors? Is it protected from the wind?
Mm-hmm. As you'll see when the boat approaches, Adventure Hornblower can accommodate well over 600 people. However, for ocean-going voyages, we sort of restrain the capacity to 300 so everybody can be really comfortable.
And everybody gets a view.
Everybody gets a nice mm-hmm. view. Most everybody likes to go up to the top deck and go along the rails so they get the best views of the sea lions as we go by.
So you can be outside then?
Absolutely can be outside. But if it's too hot out there or you're getting a sunburn like today, you can move into the climate control, air conditioning, get a snack at our snack bar or even a margarita at our adult beverage bar.
Okay, maybe I was zoning out watching the boat go by, but I don't remember if you answered my question about how far out do you have to go to see the whales?
Right now, this time of year, we only have to go a couple of miles out past Point Loma to already start spotting whales. The gray whales, in fact, many of the females are already having their babies, and they stay pretty close to the shore so that they can spy hop and make sure that they're still identifying the route to get down to the to Mexico, to the warm waters of Baja, where the other whales are having babies.
Tell us about spy hopping. That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, it's one of the attributes and characteristics of what the whales do. You'll hear a lot of that today from the naturalists who are on our boats from the Natural History Museum. And they do, you'll see fluking and you'll see whales blowing. And the blow is really, really incredible because they can blow their mist into, you know, 20 feet into the air. And from our boats, which are 20 and 30 feet off the water, you can see that for miles around.
Nice. Have you ever seen one of the full breaches where they just blast out of the water?
I absolutely have, and I'm sure that was the day that I became so enchanted and fell head over heels in love with whales. And I do love the way the humpbacks do that, but I noticed over the last few years that the grays breach a lot as well.
Well, they're copying.
They're probably copying. But now what we do, since 2005, I have been keeping a daily whale report, and it's on our website, sandiegowhalewatching.com, and you can see what we see out there every single day, twice a day. There's a lot of people that that are surprised about the birding that's going on out there too.
Well, that would be a whole reason to go on a cruise in itself.
That's absolutely another great reason to go. The different mammals we see five kinds of dolphins out there: common dolphins, Rizzos, Pacific white-sided, bottlenose dolphins. They are all out there with the whales. So when we're cruising along, you can see a pod of thousands of dolphins. That in itself is so amazing. But now we also see, we see herons, we see brown-footed boobies, we see blue-footeds. Rare, but we still see them. We see cormorants, and of course we see the pelicans and the seagulls, but we see all kinds of birds. So it's just another reason to get out there. The geography of Southern California is magnificent. If you're here, get out there and see it. It's amazing.
I love it.
So many amazing stories that go with our whale watching. We've been whale watching for 25 years here at Hornblower. We have 25,000 people that go whale watching. But recently, I was talking to one of the captains about a group of whale watchers that buy a loyalty pass. So they buy one ticket and they go out as much as they want.
Like an annual pass?
Like an annual pass.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people. But he said in particular that he noticed a group of friends that were whale watching and that they were doing some drawings and they were counting the whales. And sure enough, I came on board and got to know them. And I believe you're going to meet Scotty on board here a little bit later. But he and a friend, Mike, came up with a book that they called 1,000 Whales in a Year. And as I was finding out more about this book, I also found out about Scotty and some of his friends. They come out here because they need to. It's therapeutic. Scotty's a wounded warrior. He has PTSD. I just find it really, really amazing that these whale-watching cruises are not only just joyful to participate in, but they're also helpful for people who need it.
And did Scotty kind of figure this out on his own?
He sure did. I mean, it's in the foreword of their book. And a friend of his, Kim, who also has PTSD, it's amazing how many times they go out on the cruise. But to have a actual assignment of counting the whales and drawing the whales and keeping track has been so therapeutic for them. You can see their pictures on Facebook. You can read their book. It's really, really inspirational.
Rebecca Milkey, Director of Marketing, Hornblower Cruises and Events in San Diego. What a pleasure to meet you and come here.
Thank you, Tom. Such a pleasure to talk with you today, too.
Yeah, mine too. I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from San Diego, California.
Come along and join me up in the wheelhouse for a visit with Captain Jules Pete.
I understand that you used to be a commercial fisherman.
Sport fishing, mostly.
And now you transfer to?
To working for Hornblower, doing whale watching, harbor tours, dinner cruises, special charters. It's a lot of fun.
It's something that you love or you wouldn't keep doing it, right?
Very passionate about my career here on the ocean. I love it.
So you didn't come preloaded knowing all the insights about the whales and the marine life. How did you learn that?
I did a lot of research on my own. Being out here through experience, you learn a lot about whales coming out here and following them and seeing them, their different eating habits and patterns, and attending whaling seminars as well. NOAA does some really cool stuff, Scripps as well. A lot of it's experience, being out here, seeing stuff, just educating myself. I did do some college, and I was going to school for marine biology before I stopped and became a fisherman. I got my captain's license in 2007, so it's been a very happy, long, almost 8 years now, been a captain. very happy.
Do you primarily do the whale watching tours?
Yeah, I do tend to do a lot of whale watching trips, and I love coming out here in the open ocean. It brings me back to my old days of fishing, so I love being out here looking for life out on the open ocean.
What's the most touching thing that you think about the most fondly about being on the water?
You know, it's when we have a special people on board. Sometimes we do work with different groups like the Wounded Warriors Project and Make-A-Wish Foundation. And we had last year this young girl who had cancer terminal, and she came out whale watching and had just the best experience she could have had. And that is so rewarding, you know, to be part of that, to be able to share that with her and her family. It's amazing. Makes you feel amazing, you know, very rewarding.
That's so cool. In days like this, always rewarding.
I feel like a really lucky person to be able to get it to come out here and do this for a job, you know, get out here with all these people and just have a great time, you know, on the open ocean, see all kinds of stuff. Every day is different, you know, you get out there, you see just something different every day, and it's just, it is. I feel pretty lucky to get to do that, to be fortunate enough to get paid to do it.
Yeah, really. Thanks, Jules, so much.
Hey, it was absolutely my pleasure. Thanks for coming out, Tom.
Okay.
Glad you're aboard.
Yeah, great day.
I'm your host, Tom Wilmer, reporting from San Diego. Thanks for joining us aboard the MV Adventure Hornblower, where we've been visiting with Rebecca Milkey and Captain Jules Peet. Now you can enjoy my journeys of discovery with Tom Wilmer in an entirely new way. Just download the Otocast mobile app. Let me take you on a guided tour of the Hornblower experience in San Diego. With Otocast, you can browse through photos for each location, read interesting facts, and if you're in the area, get directions to the exact places that I talk about in the episode. It's the next best thing to accompanying me on a trip. Otocast is available for Apple and Android devices. Just search for Otocast, that's OTOCAST, in the App Store, and join me on my journeys of discovery in a whole new dimension.
Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative.
Hawaiian Legacy Hardwoods and Four Seasons Resort Maui at Wailea invite you to sponsor a legacy tree and contribute to the biodiversity of Hawaii. Legacy trees can honor an individual, commemorate an event, or memorialize a loved one. Every tree dedication is a living legacy and a gift which grows grander year after year. The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is now.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show, Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a weekly featured podcast on NPR.org, produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. Our San Francisco-based associate producer is Molly Blaisdell, covering the San Francisco Bay Area, the island of Maui, and the South Pacific. Our Wisconsin-based associate producer is Julie Henning,